IUL versus term life. Why buy term and invest? The difference isn't apples to apples. By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Buy term and invest. The difference treats insurance and investing as rivals. A max-funded IUL runs the same play inside one contract. Term-style protection, the difference stored where it compounds, and a loan feature that puts the money to work in two places at once. Term life and IUL get framed as rivals. Buy the cheap policy and invest the difference, or pay up for the permanent one. The framing is the mistake. A max-funded IUL already runs the buy term and invest the difference play inside one contract. Roughly 10% of every dollar buys a permanent death benefit, doing the job term does. The other 90% is the difference, stored in a protected account value that compounds tax-free. Then the loan feature adds a step the two-account version cannot copy. You borrow against the balance to fund your investments while the full balance keeps growing, where the classic version breaks. The two-account version of the strategy has one silent requirement. You have to actually invest the difference every month for decades. Most people never do. The savings sit in checking, get spent on a vacation, or vanish into daily life, and the first rough stretch of the economy or a job loss ends the habit entirely. That is not a math problem. It is a behavior problem, and the classic strategy has no answer for it beyond willpower. How term insurance works. You pay a fixed monthly premium, usually locked for 10, 20, or 30 years. Die during the term, and your beneficiaries get the death benefit. Outlive it, and the policy expires worthless. You own nothing. You get back zero. A healthy 35-year-old can cover $500,000 for roughly the cost of a dinner out each month, which is exactly why the strategy starts with term. Pure protection at the lowest price per dollar of coverage. An IUL is the same strategy, prepackaged. A max-funded IUL splits your dollars the way the classic strategy tells you to. About 10% buys the permanent tax-free death benefit, the term-style protection. Under IRS guidelines, the remaining 90% lands in the account value, the invested difference. Growth is tied to a market index with a floor, so a down year credits zero instead of a loss, and the account compounds tax-free. The premium does the disciplining. The difference gets stored on schedule because the contract says so, not because this month's willpower held. That is the structural answer to the behavior problem above. The efficiency layer, borrow, don't withdraw. Here is the step the two-account version gives up. When an opportunity or an emergency shows up, you do not sell anything and you do not pull the money out. You borrow against the account value. Repayment runs on your schedule and funded correctly. New contributions can take the place of repayment. The account keeps compounding uninterrupted the whole time, which is the extra layer of efficiency the separate accounts version has no way to duplicate. Permanent when funded correctly. Term coverage has an expiration date built in. At the end of the window, you are older, reshopping at a higher rate, converting, or going without. An IUL funded correctly is permanent. The death benefit stays in force for life, and the account value it carries is yours to use along the way. The honest trade-offs. Term is the right call if you need the largest death benefit per dollar right now. Nothing beats term on pure price for pure protection. The need is genuinely temporary. A mortgage payoff window, kids a few years from independence. The budget covers protection only. Going uninsured while saving up for a policy you cannot fund, yet is the one losing move. A max-funded IUL is the right call if you want the difference actually saved. The premium makes the decision once, so willpower stops being the strategy. You want access without unwinding. Borrow against the account for opportunities or emergencies while it keeps compounding. You want coverage that outlives the term window instead of expiring with it. The middle ground. Plenty of families run both. 20-year term carries the bulk of the protection need, say $500,000, while a smaller max-funded IUL builds the stored, borrowable asset. Cheap coverage through the vulnerable years, and a compounding account that never expires. This is in and decision more often than in or decision. Frequently asked questions. Is an IUL the same as buying term and investing the difference? Structurally, yes. An IUL bundles the same two jobs into one contract. A death benefit doing the term work and an account value holding the difference. The account compounds tax-free behind a floor. You access it by borrowing while it keeps growing. And the coverage is permanent when funded correctly. Can I combine term and an IUL? Yes, and many families should. Term carries the bulk of the death benefit through the years you are most exposed, while a smaller max-funded IUL stores the difference and builds the borrowable, permanent asset. The two cover different jobs, so they stack cleanly. What happens to term coverage after 20 years? It expires. You can renew at a much higher rate, convert to permanent coverage if your policy allows it, or drop coverage entirely if your savings and your kids' independence have made it unnecessary. The premiums you paid are gone either way. Why borrow against the policy instead of withdrawing the cash value? A withdrawal stops the compounding on every dollar you pull out. A policy loan leaves the full account value earning while the borrowed dollars fund the opportunity and repayment runs on your schedule. Funded correctly, new contributions can stand in for repayment. That uninterrupted compounding is the whole point. Term and IUL are the same strategy at two levels of packaging. If pure price for pure protection is the assignment by the term policy, if you want the difference stored, compounding, and working in two places at once, that is the job a max-funded IUL was built for. Ready to see which fits your situation? Book a strategy call with the LightStrats team. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.